From Southwark News for March the 7th, Panels Burnt Within 5 Minutes by Reena Kumar. Panels which contributed to the rapid spread of fire in Lackenall House burnt within just 5 minutes, jurors were told. But if fire-resistant materials had been used, it would have taken 5 times longer, 30 minutes, for this to occur, giving firefighters extra time to rescue residents. The speedy spread of the blaze took firemen by surprise when they were called to the scene, where a baby and 2 children, as well as their mothers, died in 2009. The inquest heard from David Crowder, a fire development expert witness, who reconstructed the inferno to see how the blaze would have affected the panels, windows, frames and doors which were installed in the Camberwell building. He said that once the fire hit flat 79, it would have created conditions which were not survivable. Catherine Hickman, 31, who died in the flat, saw smoke coming through her floorboards and lost consciousness whilst on the phone to an emergency worker, as she was told to stay in her home. When the fire began in flat 65, the panels, which were installed in 2006-2007, were alight within 1.5 minutes. A photo of a flat in Lackenall House, which was gutted by an earlier fire in 1997, was shown to the jury and revealed that the asbestos panels under the bedroom windows were still intact. These were ripped out during the refurbishment and replaced with boards which made the building less fire resistant. Commenting on the photo, Mr. Crowder said, "The bedroom panels have withstood the fire. It was a serious fire. It's reasonable that they were in fairly good state to remain in place." Questioning the expert, John Hendy, QC, who is representing the families of those who died, asked him, "Had the panels have been fire resistant for 30 minutes and class 0, having limited burning qualities on the outer surface, the spread of fire from 65 to 79 would have been less quick?" "Yes," Mr. Crowder replied, and added that it wasn't possible to say how long the delay would have been because there were too many variables. Falling burning debris also resulted in the fire breaking out in flat 73 and 53. Catherine Hickman, 31, Helen Udoeker, 34, and her baby Michelle were killed in the blaze, along with Diana Francisquini, 26, and her 2 children, Felipe, 3, and Thais, 6, on July 3, 2009. The inquest continues.